You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Mama's Talking Loud. Jessica and I are working so hard to continue to bring these conversations to you while managing hashtag mom life amidst a global pandemic and the shutdown of our entire industry. If you haven't already, we would so appreciate it if you would subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to your podcast. And if you want more, you can check us out on Instagram at Mama's Talking Loud, on Twitter at Mama's Talking Pod, and on our website, www.mamastalkingloud.com. Thanks so much, guys.
Welcome to this episode of Mama's Talking Loud. I'm Jessica Rush.
And I'm Kara Cooper.
And today, it's just us.
On Election Day.
Whoo, daddy.
We're sending you peaceful vibes.
Yes.
Maybe take a moment to meditate.
Yes.
But most importantly, vote. If you haven't already.
Your time is up. You got to go get in line, y'all.
Today is the day. There's no time left. And we're just here to remind you to do that.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. We knew, we were thinking like, what do we do for Tuesday, November 3rd for our episode release? And we thought nobody is going to be listening to anything except probably, well, we should listen to things other than the news, but for our mental health. But we thought, you know what? Why don't we just make an episode that's us saying vote. Go out and vote. So if you've downloaded this episode and you're like, hey, new Mama's Talking Loud, it is new, but it's us. You've got us in your ear for a wee bit of time this morning.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what we could have done that would have been appropriate for today, no. Knowing the state of everybody's mind on today, Election Day. So yeah, that's it. Hopefully it's comforting just to hear the two of us say and vote. We know that most of you probably already have. Jessica and I both have. Pretty much everybody I know has already voted.
Well, and also like the amount of people who have early voted have already surpassed like 60% of the amount of people that voted total in the election.
The amount of people in Texas has already surpassed the total that voted in 2016.
That
is
correct.
Amazing.
I heard that this amazing. Morning. That's crazy.
So we're doing it. And we just want you guys to use your voice and your power for good. That's what we're all about, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we talk about this and we've had our moments of our episodes with social justice. And if you missed any of those episodes, for sure, check out like Laura Bell Bundy most recently, all about women's rights and just this election in general and how her podcast was birthed from the results of the 2016 election, which I think so many of us are carrying residual anger and disappointment and sadness. And it's driving a lot of our anxiety for Election Day. And Audra McDonald talking to us about Black Theater United and Black Lives Matter and her fight for equality, racial equity and equality. And
even hearkening back to Celia, I feel like our second episode of our first season, you know, she talks about how she and her family give back to the community. And those are really small ways to feel like you're making a difference. And I shouldn't even say they're small. They're big ways.
Absolutely.
But every movement you make counts, especially when you're, you know, modeling for your children how to be members of society.
For sure. And I think that's something that has really driven Kara and I to have this be the episode, this tiny little bit of a moment to speak to you guys. And it has come, I think a lot of us have been driven out of a place of complacency, right? With regard to our vote and our country and wanting it to be the best it can be, because despite what some say, it is not great right now, far from great. And I think that at the end of the day, we as mothers and as parents, we try to instill in our children qualities of kindness and compassion and knowing what's right and wrong. And unfortunately, those standards are not being upheld by the leaders that are running this country and making the decisions. And I think that for us, I speak for both of us, I think, when we say that we teach our children those things and we try to instill those on our children, we need to hold others accountable for the same kind of qualities. Bullying is not okay. Racism is not okay. Misogyny is not okay. Homophobia is not okay. Denying science is not okay. These are all things that the majority of people work to raise good, kind humans. And that should be reflected in the people making the decisions for the future of our children, our grandchildren, for this planet, for the climate, for Mother Earth. Because y'all, she is shouting at us between the fires and the pandemic. And the floods, and she's shouting, saying, you have to wake up. This has to change. And I think an awareness that has happened was desperately needed, right?
I will say, and I mean, I don't want to say the words that any good has come out of the results of the 2016 election, but I do think that feeling like we are being, like our rights are being taken away. They are being taken away. But feeling like our leader doesn't speak for the masses has empowered people to raise their voices in a way they might not have before. And look, I wanted Hillary Clinton to be a president more than anything. But I think the Me Too movement was completely born out of the fact that our president is a misogynist. I think that people felt like they had no choice but to speak out. So let's continue to use our voice, no matter who our leader is moving forward. And God, I can't even say those words without feeling a pit in my stomach. But no matter who our leader is, we are going to continue to fight for everybody's rights, for women's rights, for people of color's rights, for transgendered and gay people's rights. We are going to continue to fight. All of these rights are human rights and everybody is entitled to them. And so no matter what happens, we're still going to be here next week and we're still going to be fighting the fight. And we implore you to do the same. And look, it's okay. It's okay if you need like a moment to be depressed and heartbroken.
But
and
maybe whether we won't be heartbroken.
But maybe we won't be.
Let's put that out there, right? Like,
I know, I'm so gloom and doom. It's terrible. I'm just like trying to prepare myself for the worst so that I can be excited about the best.
But I think that's true. I think we do have to prepare for the worst because I think, you know, a lot of people say they were caught completely off guard. I wasn't completely caught off guard last election only because, and I really thought Hillary would win, but it wasn't as surprising to me. And that's because I'm from Texas and I saw on social media a lot of people I know in my family even who were not here for her. So, you know, I think that it wasn't as surprising because I do know how much racism and how is still out there and how deeply it is ingrained. And that had a huge factor in who we elected, who they elected, in the last election. And I just think that people didn't really feel strongly about either candidate. It was one of the lowest turnouts of an election ever. I mean, I was listening to the Lincoln Project this morning and they were saying that like it was very low numbers. So the numbers that are already coming in, this is going to be a it is a historical election in so many ways, with the sheer amount of people that are turning out to vote. And you can't help but feel that we've been waiting 4 years to do this, right? I mean, it's to make our voices heard. We've been shouting and screaming and still being sort of bulldozed over, and rights are being stripped away, and courts are being packed with conservative judges, and all we can do, all we have is this moment, I feel like, because we've marched and we've done the things and we've spoken out, but racism, anti-Semitism, everything is, you know, they talk about how you wonder what you would have done in Nazi Germany and how you would have responded. And this is a moment very similar. Are you speaking out? Are you using your voice? Are you standing up for what is right and true and just? Are you acting with compassion and empathy for your fellow man? Are you caring that there are children still locked in cages at the border? Remember that? Because our news cycle goes so fast that so many things have been left behind. And if you are truly pro-life, pro-life doesn't just mean a child that is in utero. Pro-life needs to mean those children who are in the cages. And pro-life needs to mean that if that when that child is born and are transgendered or are gay, that you still love them and support them. Pro-life means that you wear a mask and you help get us out of this situation of COVID, of 200,000 Americans dying. Don't y'all want to be done with this? Because I do.
Yeah. I mean, I can't help but harken back to very, very early in Donald Trump's campaign. I think it was before he was even the presidential nominee. But he publicly mocked a disabled person on a podium. And I mean, I could bawl just saying those words, because as a parent of a child who is disabled, he never should have gotten even to the nomination. Yeah. I mean, that should have slammed the door in his face, and it didn't. And that, I think Jessica and I were just talking about what's so disappointing about the election in general is that no matter what this man does, people support him. And that's, for me, that is the hardest part, is coming to terms with that there are many, many people out there who, look, I understand that there are dividing beliefs in our country and that there are conservative beliefs and that there are liberal beliefs. I get it. And we were having a discussion with some friends, and they know someone who is in oil, and they feel like their job is at stake. And you know what? It is. Their job is at stake. And that person is a parent. And that person is worrying about providing for their children. And I understand that. As a parent myself, I can understand that, which I think is something that needs to be investigated on all sides. Look, global warming is a thing, and we need to move towards more sustainable energy. So if we need to do that, then we need to figure out what to do for all the people who are going to lose their jobs, who are involved in oil and who are involved in that side of energy production. But that is a very... It's a very liberal idea is what I'm saying. And it's a very difficult thing to do. But we need to talk about human decency. Really, at the end of the day, our leader should not be mocking people. Our leader should not be talking about grabbing a woman in the pussy. Our leader should not be taunting the fact that COVID is nothing and you can get over it for the 200,000 plus people who have lost their lives in our country. That is a slap in the face. It's about human decency, really, at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And I think that is what has been most disappointing, right? It's just that the awakening to the fact that there are a lot of people out there who don't care about that, who are okay with those things, who are, I thought for sure when that came out from Access Hollywood and the pussy line,
I thought it's over.
The Christian community will never back him. That's awful. You know, the hypocrisy and, the hypocrisy is what makes me so angry.
I mean, here's the thing. We know our listeners, we're preaching to the choir, right? It's very much like, on social media, it's a lot of shouting into an abyss that generally agrees with you, because we tend to follow and be followed by the people that we agree with. But as Jessica said, you know, sometimes family or, you know, where you come from is not necessarily where you've landed. But we know that you guys, our listeners, are impassioned and emboldened and are the change makers.
Yes.
So let's continue. Let's be the change.
Exactly.
And let's continue to fight for everyone's rights and for a better, decent country.
Yeah. I mean, this is what I was going to say, is that, you know, they were saying on the Lincoln Project that we don't have the luxury of debating policy or even voting for policy, because we are in a fight to save democracy. I mean, he has steamrolled over any kind of laws that, you know, he claims to be law and order president. He ignores laws. He ignores precedent. He ignores, he's not presidential. He tweets and calls people names, and he clearly hates a strong woman. I mean, there's that, you know, it's like, but women, we are the change makers, y'all. It's up to us, women of all colors. At the end of the day, George Floyd called for all the mamas, because that is still very much happening in this country, with nothing being said by the president. All the mamas were called. The mamas have got to show up for everyone. You can't look at the world and not see your own children, right? Everyone is someone's child. That includes Donald Trump. And God, I wish they would have loved him harder, because I know that if he had been loved more, he would not be the person he is. But we have to lead with love, and we have to be the change, and we have to shout, and we have to speak up, and we have to stand up for what is right, because we've all been too complacent and too lazy within our own worlds. The world is made up of so many people and so many different cultures and religions, and all of them are valid, and all the life experiences are valid and real, and they should be supported as such in the country that is the land of the free and the home of the brave. So let's all be brave. Be brave, take a stand, speak up, so that we can then all actually be free.
And continue to have these conversations. Have these conversations with people who might not agree with you. You know, I think that that's really what has been lost in our democracy. Totally. Is there's no bridging the party line. You know, when a good bill was on the table before, the House and the Senate would almost unanimously vote for it. Those kind of votes don't exist anymore. If it's in a Republican bill, it gets passed. If it's not, depending on, you know, the state of our House and our Congress, which, God willing, everything will go in the blue direction. But regardless of whether it does or it doesn't, we need to start talking to each other and figuring out why we feel so strongly one way or another, so that we can bridge the gap and so that we can all meet somewhere in the middle.
Totally.
And have a more harmonious country. That's the really big issue that we're facing, you know. And whoever, look, if Biden inherits this presidency, he has got a giant job ahead of him, uniting our country, fighting this pandemic, you know, continuing to make change for social justice. But he has to do it with the support of everybody. He has to do it with the support of the Republicans. He has to do it with the support of a Congress and a Senate that can unite for the betterment of the people.
Well, and I think that that's why he is the nominee, right? I mean, Joe Biden has a long history of being, you know, similar to how John McCain was. I mean, they were best friends, and like really great friends, and they were on two completely opposite sides of the aisle. But clearly they had common values and common morals and beliefs that bridged the gap. And at the end of the day, they were decent humans, right? And I think that's the thing that I think is missing, is just the complete lack of compassion and empathy from our president is what's holding so much back, I believe. I mean, I think you have to just be a cold-hearted person to not respond in a way that is calm, that is just, and that is right, and that is kind. And he doesn't. He's not capable of that. which is so, you know, I think about Joe Biden with regard to, you know, we talk about Trump and women and, you know, there's not a person, you know, take a look at his staff. There's no one of color, you know, and there are, you know, anytime he talks about a woman, he speaks about them as objects, you know, and how they look. And he, when he wants to cut a woman down, he comments on her appearance and the way she looks. And he clearly hates women, unless he can sleep with them. But I, you know, you've got Joe Biden who has picked a woman and a woman of color to be his running mate. And he clearly is not threatened by a strong woman. You know, I was reading an interview with the two of them and, you know, she said, I'm going to be the last person there. And I will call him on things. And Joe was like, she already does, you know, he clearly is not threatened by a woman of intelligence.
He's married to a doctor. Let's just talk about that. I mean, he's not threatened by a intelligent, powerful woman.
Right. Because he recognizes that everyone, regardless of color and creed and, you know, ethnic background, that everyone is capable and strong and able to be a leader. There is not a cookie cutter for a leader. So, and the more women start to tell the stories and the more women start to speak up, that's when change really will happen, y'all. So if you're a woman, speak up. Use your voice and fight for real change, because we are the ones who advance the narrative. We are the ones. They're scared of us. Because who wears the pants, y'all? Let's be honest. Especially in these houses in the mom world. It's like, who? Nobody can multitask like we can.
Exactly. Oh, gosh.
Anyway. But we just wanted to
get you fired up, hopefully. And, yeah, you know, again, yeah, say no matter what happens, we're going to continue to fight the fight. We're going to continue to bring you powerful conversations. You know, we're going to continue to be there as promoters of social change and justice and all that is good in this world. And we know there is a lot of good in this world. And we're going to continue to highlight that.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. So you guys pack your snacks, get your water.
Stay hydrated.
If you have not voted already, have your mask, have your pen so you don't have to use one that everyone's been using all day to, you know, sign in when you get there and just practice some self-care to get through the next several days, yeah. I think.
Rest up. It's going to be.
Hopefully it's not more than, you know, a week. but it's going to be a lot. And I think we all feel that, right? The level of anxiety is there. Yeah. So it's simmering under the surface, but let's try to stay positive, stay hopeful, and manifest the shit out of change. And we will, we'll see you guys on the other side.
We'll see you on the other side.
Yeah, yep. For sure. So stay well, be healthy, wear a mask.
Vote.
Keep breathing. And vote. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Mama's Talkin' Loud. Special shout outs to Rachel Spencer Hewitt for our fabulous graphic, Kristen Anderson Lopez, Bobby Lopez, and Justin Ward Weber for our awesome theme song, our producers Dory Berenstein, Alan Seals, and of course, the Broadway Podcast Network for bringing us to you.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.